This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Welcome back, everybody. It's such a delight to have you, and it's a great honor to be allowed to open up the Word to you and talk to you in the anointing. Today, we are going to talk about love. That's what it is all about, love. We are in a series teaching from John, the 15th chapter. Okay, so the fourth book in the New Testament, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15. Get your Bible out. And we have already done a couple of sessions about that. Jesus is the true vine, and we are clean because of the word he has spoken to us, and he has engrafted us into that vine. And it is in that way that we bear good fruit, and disconnected, we're worthless. Let us move on to what I think is the point here, at least for us, and that is love. Don't you want your home, your schoolroom, your workplace to be filled with love? Don't you imagine that that will be what is powerful? Amen. So we know that sort of intellectually, but how to accomplish that? Jesus is the true vine, right? Implying that there are false vines. Jesus is a true vine. And I think everyone agrees that Jesus is a good representation of love. I don't think we have much disagreement with that. But then how do we make that work out in our lives? Isn't that the cry of our hearts? So let us begin in verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. Well, that's a pretty big claim, but that's what Jesus is saying. In fact, the word ask there in Greek is more like demand, order up. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, order up whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Hallelujah. There's a lot of resistance to suggesting that our prayers could be answered. In the first place, people from their logical mind think, well, you can't just have all your prayers answered, because some people pray wrong things. But you know, if you were abiding in the vine, if you were tuning yourself to the words of Jesus, the will of Jesus, the love of Jesus, you wouldn't be asking wrong things. And then there's resistance because some people have felt like their prayers have not been answered. But of course, there are other variables, you know, like, did you forgive? Were you abiding? Has it just not come to pass yet? You know, lots of other answers, or questions. But here's the answer, because Jesus said it. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Can we just be okay with that? I mean, don't we think that Jesus knows something we don't? I mean, if you know more than Jesus, be sure and let me know where you teach it. No, no, not really. So let's just be open to that. Can we get an agreement on that? Hallelujah. And it's so wonderful and glorious that we also do have experiences of having our prayer answered. I mean, awesome, awesome. And what were those times like? You know, I think many of us can remember to these glorious times where the Spirit of God was just moving. Maybe it was a time where our church was in revival, or maybe it was, you know, just a special time in our lives. Or maybe it was a horrible time and we just grabbed a hold of the throne of grace because we needed some mercy to help in our time of need. We can remember those times when we broke through. And I think you'll find, doing an empirical observation, that's not where we get our doctrine, but it's still useful. Empirical observation, don't you find that it was those times that somehow you were lined up? You were lined up with the Spirit of God in a special way. we tuned into. Let's use that as an analogy, tuning into the radio. You know, on the radio, on your favorite channel, there is a broadcasting station broadcasting on a certain frequency. And for you to be able to pick that up on your radio, you tune your radio to that frequency. And I think that's a good analogy. Jesus didn't have radio to use as an analogy with his people. But how about that? Does that help you? You know, the Spirit of God is saying certain things. And, of course, Jesus and the Spirit agree. And do we agree with God? That's the question. So how much have we tuned? Maybe we've tuned partially onto the channel, and so we get a lot of static. That's kind of a, from my experience, that's a painful place to be. One foot in the kingdom, one foot out, because they war with each other. A lot of static. You could hear, but not clearly. But if you're tuned right on that, and you sit up by the radio, and you're, you know, focusing on, of course, it doesn't really help to look at the radio set, but you do that when you really want to hear, and you've tuned your whole body, and then you get the message better. Isn't that a good analogy? Let's tune to his words. Now, some people would say, yes, Jesus is love, and if we just tune into love, and then they want to forget about the words. This does not work. Look at verse, well, I'll go ahead. I just read verse 8. By this is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Hallelujah. I think this is one of the major obstacles. We don't tune in well. It's like we put a great big tall building between us and the broadcasting station called bad self-image. No, better called self-condemnation. Right, but we don't normally use those words. So we don't believe that God loves us. Or maybe it's an injury, you know, because we see God as if God were our parent, and our parent wasn't totally loving. Newsflash, parents weren't God. Okay, to the extent that they did a good job, that's representation of God, but they're just human beings, and so they can't love in the way God loves. And so for that and other reasons, we get injured. And so we don't truly believe that God loves us. So I encourage you to assign yourself some exercises of meditating, thinking on, grokking with your whole being, the fact that God loves you. In fact, your morning and your evening quiet time, I recommend that you spend some time to focus, that's the best word, focus on this fact that God loves you. Jesus said, just as the Father has loved me, I also love you. Abide in my love. This is a huge claim. And we don't think that Jesus has lied to us, do we? No. So how could Jesus lie and be Jesus? No. So Jesus is saying, in the same way that God the Father has loved him. And that must be perfectly. So then Jesus loves us that much. That must be perfectly. And of course, those of us who know the Christian story can go and say, well, this is the way Jesus loved us. You know, he went about teaching, doing good, healing people, and dying on the cross, and being raised, and continues to pray for us. Well, if you know all of that, you can add that. But I think focus on that one point. Jesus says he loves you perfectly. Jesus is a powerful being whose essence has lasted from then to now. Speaking to someone who's not within the Christian thought process, Jesus loves you perfectly. So I encourage you, wherever you are on your spiritual quest, whatever your idea set is, focus on this, that Jesus loves you. Do you receive that love? Okay, then what's the problem? Tune into the radio station of the love of Jesus. Get out from the field where there's a picket fence of offense, or there's a great big something blocking that transmission. Jesus loves you perfectly. Spend some time opening up your heart to that. Is there a docking station of the landing craft of Jesus from Eternal Father and God? So in your heart, is there one in your heart? Is the landing bay open? Open the landing bay and let the pod of God land in your heart. Tune the radio set that is you. Tune it to the love of God and stay on that channel. Lock it in. Some radios do have a lock on a particular frequency. So push that button. Say, I want to focus on this. I'm going to spend some time.
John 15 and verse 9, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you.
Hallelujah. That is really good news. Abide in my love. So lock on that key, on that frequency. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. This puts the lie to, oh, well, let's just forget all of this stuff, you know, all these expectations and just love. And, you know, in our new age, rebellious, confused state, and maybe lack of brain power, actually, because of our physiology, the pollution and so forth, as well as lack of teaching. We want to adopt that. Well, just greasy grace, structureless love. And of course it doesn't work, and it's not confirmed here. It says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. You see, whether it's New Age philosophy or psychology, which is attempting to find the right way to heal people and proceed in life, often without philosophical grounding or empirical science. Also, they do a bad job often, you know, even, and they're trying well. This is the best articulation here of how to proceed. There is a huge grace. There is a huge forgiveness. There is a huge mercy. But mercy means nothing if there wasn't a former expectation. Forgiveness means nothing if there was not a transgression. And grace, when defined as letting it go, is misdefined, because letting it go is forgiveness. Grace is more than unmerited favor, although that's certainly a well-rehearsed definition. But grace is also a power. Grace is God working within you. So we need both things, you know, forgiveness and expectations. And in this way, this is why we have the Old Testament, what Christians call the Old Testament, before we have the New Testament. Paul says that the law was a schoolmaster to bring you to grace. And so what I want you to understand here is that you can't understand wide open grace if you haven't first understood that there are expectations of right versus wrong. And I believe that my Jewish colleagues would agree with me, although they might be offended when we call Hebrew scriptures the Old Testament. But what I want you to see is, but they would also say that grace is in their religion, because of course it is. They were given the Torah, and that is a gift. And the word gift is the same as the word grace. The Torah is a gift. These laws of how to proceed was a gift. You know, teaching people in the Stone Age hygiene, that was a great gift. teaching people how to have a just society was a great gift. And Moses set up expectations about, you don't steal land from widows, and this is a way to go to court and so forth. So, well, God set up through Moses. All right, so there are expectations of right and wrong. And you cannot teach love and make it really work without those expectations. You cannot have unstructured love. Unstructured love is a falsehood. You cannot have grace without forgiveness. Grace, you know, that's called greasy grace, antinomianism, which means, well, you don't, any, you know, you can just say, oh,
the Lord loves me, and then sit on your bum for the rest of your life and do nothing. And so Bonhoeffer called that greasy grace. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm trying to convey to you love. I'm trying to do that by unfolding Jesus' words, because I think Jesus knows. And so John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus did not live a profligate lifestyle, but rather extraordinarily well-disciplined, and at the same time very, very self-giving. So he was praying all night, and then all day he was welcoming the multitudes and healing them and teaching them, sometimes confronting them. But everyone who applied for healing was healed. Powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. That's love in action. That's pure love in action. And, of course, he died for the sins of the whole world. The sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Hallelujah. So we'll talk about joy next time. Praise God. But I want to bring some of this home to the struggles, the challenges, the land that is being taken. Let's don't call it warfare, but the land that's being taken for my listeners. And I'm conscious that I have many mothers who are listening to me and many educators. And I am familiar with the surprising and heartrending challenges that are presented to you and to me. And I want to suggest to you that Jesus' love is powerful in the same way in your life as it was in Jesus' life. Jesus says, just as the Father has loved me, so I love you. And we are to abide in him, just the way he abided in his Father. And therefore the Father's love, Jesus' love, is in our hearts. And we can do with it the same thing Jesus did with it. This, in fact, is the fruit. Hallelujah. So yes, the fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. And yes, the fruit is also works. And yes, it is also people who align with us and are added to the kingdom. Because that's the way people are aligned. It's first our own vibes. You know, when we are broadcasting that same love, and then the works, you know, whatever profession you're called to do, you teach well, or you preach well, or you serve in administration well, whatever it is you do, those are your works. When you do the works of God in the right vibration, and you know, normally it works best. Even when people reject it, it's because they also are antennas and they feel the vibes. And unfortunately, sometimes, this is what I was going to say, and then it was too early, and then I forgot. Okay. So you can't tune into the wrong radio station, but changing the analogy a little bit, you can hit a website that's a false website. You know, so maybe you want to go to the Coke website, Coca-Cola company. I'm just picking a product that everybody's heard of. And you can type in Coke and you can get some other kind of website that purports to be that company and is not. And they can look like it, you know, they can steal the logo. But you're not going to do the same business there that you would do on the real website. So they'll take your money, but not send you the right product, right? So, unfortunately, there's a lot of that in, shall we say, the spiritual world. So a lot of people look like they're being loving, and there are people who tune into a vibe that seems like it, right? And this is something that's very frustrating to me. I see so often that young people think, if you're being cheerful, It doesn't matter if you're really doing your job. So, you know, in a call system, they'll be cheerful, but they're not doing their job. They're really being very disrespectful, but they're being cheerful. And, or some spiritual teacher, because they are saying something sweet to the people, even though they're actually being very disrespectful and not keeping their agreements, nevertheless, the people think, oh, he's such a great teacher, right? So, but in the long run, it's only the correct vibe that will have the correct fruit. Hallelujah. And so you can't make your children, mind you, but you can believe your children into a good life. You can't mold them, but you can mold yourself to God's love and then create an atmosphere in which is more likely that the children will mold themselves into the right life. You can't bring things into the way you want them through resentment, but you can shift your energy and look at God and somehow, miraculously, it's sorted out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Abide in me, and my words abide in you, and order up whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Hallelujah. So let me pray for you. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your example in Jesus. And so using the words of Jesus, I pray health and healing and wholeness on my listeners, on their children, their grandchildren, and their students. And we pray it in the mighty, matchless, most powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Please do write me with your questions. Please email me at info@greatshalom.org, info, I-N-F-O, at great, like big, G-R-E-A-T, shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M dot O-R-G. And if you'd like to write me land mail, please do that. Please tuck in a gift. My land address is the Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. Thank you very much, and please do come to the website at www.greatshalom.org and see all the resources that we have there. We have some prayer tools for you that you can print off. We've got some books available to you and blogging capability so you can comment on various issues as well as the broadcast. Now, do let me mention a couple of my books. Particularly, I would like to mention this morning my book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom, which is an overarching philosophy, really a methodology book, not just a single method, but it's a study of all methods. So you can be sure that you have addressed everything in your homeschooling, and you will have a way to pick from all the wide variety of curricula. Instead of merely choosing what is cheap and then reproducing only a little better version of the public school, there's so much more that can be done, and particularly if your child has some special need, and gee whiz, we are all individuals, so of course they do. You want to address that particular special need and how to do that and how to go about that, where to find some resources. And it's not a list of resources, although there are many resources mentioned in there, but mostly it is an overarching guide. It will save you a lifetime of grief, several lifetimes, I think. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. You can click through and someone can print it and send it to you. There are also a number of other books, How to Not Lose Your Faith in College, but Lose It, and Study Skills if you're facing college, and many other books. And we invite you to go to the website www.greatshalom.org, and we thank you for your participation and your prayers, and we enjoy praying for you also. So do write me, and you may just simply email me at info@greatshalom.org. And this is Sharon Sarles reminding you that God wants total well-being for all children.
God wants you healed. We know this for many reasons. Read why in Sister Sharon's new book, God Wants You Healed. Turn away doubts and receive healing. It is not God's plan for any child to have pain or deficiency. Stop believing stories and get one step closer to God and healing by understanding God wants you healed. Send $15 to P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630.
Beloved, I really want to get into your hands. My series called Dangerous Times, Secrets to Victory for Parents and Educators. If you deal with children or youth, or if you teach in any way, in these days, you need this. You need this. It is a 4-CD set that will release you from the fear and the stress that you are increasingly encountering with teaching today. It will revolutionize your practice. It has mine. It is the Word of God. Please get this. It is 4 CDs for $50. Well, I make them by hand. I have to personally send them out to you. $50. However, I'm going to give you a 20% discount this week. So only $40. Write me. Give me your address as well as the check at The Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. That's P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's orgstrat.net. Training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
By all means, do come to the website at www.greatshalom.org. Great like big, shalom is shalom.org. And you'll find many resources there, from articles, archived broadcasts, podcast subscription, and you may even leave some of your own opinions. Rate us, if you will. Tell your friends about us. And let us know that you are participating in this good news that God wants total well-being for all children.
Celebrate the victory. Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles.